I believed that the Lord was going to lead me into some sort of ministry. I never heard about precept ministries, but I knew that I wanted to teach the Word of God. Through an amazing set of circumstances, he introduced me to precept ministries, and I believe that precept ministries is for Australia at the present moment. What is it and what's the difference for it? Is the main difference of precept is that it's inductive and it's written for people who want to find out the truth from Scripture for themselves. And the beautiful part about it is that it allows individual people to go through the Scripture and discover the truth for themselves. Then they go back to commentaries and they cross-check for themselves. Now, we've got some information about it. We have very good testimonials from it. We were introduced to it by two telephone calls from Melbourne. We'd never heard about them. David Cummings, who some of you probably will know, is the world director of Wycliffe Bible Translators, had rung two guys in Melbourne, two guys by the name of Alan Nunn and Neville Kellum. Some of you may know them. And Neville Kellum was the past secretary of Belgrave Heights Convention, and he had said, look, get along to this conference and let me know what you think about it. He went along and then he rang Graham and myself and said, look, sell your shirt, we don't care what you do, but get along to this conference and have a listen to them and see what you think about it. We believe that it's got a tremendous ministry for the Australian churches. It's not a new ministry in the fact that it's going to take dollars from the Australian dollar situation, that is the Christian dollar situation in Australia, because it's a tent-making exercise in that it supports itself. By printing its own material here in Australia, we will be Australianising it and we will be using Australian male teachers here in Australia for the precept concept. Now, we're introducing it right around Australia in July and August, and we have brochures there available. We have brochures printed for other centres. We will be going to Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And the one here in Brisbane will be held August 4th to the 6th. And we think that it's got tremendous benefit for your people. There is leaflets up the back there. If you would like to take them as you go, please take as many as you like. The cost is $60 per person for 3 days, and that's better value than what you've been at this conference. I'd go one step further and say that the only thing is we're not providing the meals, but also if you feel that that's too much for someone in your church, we want to get leaders along. Now, if someone can only afford $30, that's fine. That's between you and the Lord. And that's between that leader and the Lord. We're quite happy to accept what they feel that they can afford to pay, because we believe that this ministry should get off on the ground in Australia, and we believe that it will. Ivan Bowden from Bible College of Queensland is the first precept teacher. He's doing 1 Thessalonians at the present moment. Reverend Graham Smith, that's been in the seminars with us, is going to do some, and we're talking to Don Hargraves about doing some. We've got people in New South Wales and in Victoria who will be also doing some as well. The concept is that with precept upon precept, they commit themselves to 5 hours Bible study per week. You say, you'll never get people to do that. We thought that too. We came back after looking at it in the States, and already in 3 classes, we've got 50 people. I've got a class tonight who are wanting to do it, and they're getting excited about finding what they can from the Word of God themselves. And we are quite excited to what the Lord can do through this ministry. So we'd love to introduce it to you. We'd love to share with you. It's got our address there. If you want us to come and show you the material, to give you sample packs, we'll do that. Because we believe that it's got a tremendous tool that you can use in your own churches and for your own leaders. That's all I want to say. If you've got any questions, please ask me now. I'll be quite happy to. Robert McQuilkin of Columbia Bible College says, my judgment is that precept ministries work, which I encounter wherever I go, is one of God's chief instruments for discipling Christians in the truths of God's Word. And Howard Hendricks, John Sproul, there's many people who have found precept ministries material very helpful. So if you'd like to find out more about it, please ask me. I'll be happy to share with you on it. Thank you.
This is just another thing. Both precept and the Shepherd's Conference are non-denominational. There's just a group of us that are really concerned at the way things are going today within the Christian church. And instead of being kind of negative and sitting back and, you know, tending to become critical and knocking and everything like that, that we want to do something that's very positive, and that is to put the Word of God, you know, into the hands of the lay people and to the ministers, and to run with it. So that's the idea of it.